Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXX Church. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of stuff we talk about here for over 20 years until I found freedom about a decade ago. In today's episode, I'm going to be jumping in and answering this question. Why don't you sell Jesus Loves Porn Stars shirts anymore? That's what I will be discussing today, so make sure you hang in there with me. Recognize the no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. Okay, so this question came into our Office Hours page. Why don't you sell Jesus Loves Porn Stars t-shirts anymore? Back in the day, we used to sell those t-shirts on our online store, mostly because that was kind of the logo or slogan that we used when we would go to porn shows and do outreach and those sorts of things. Since COVID and since Live Free Ministries took over XXX Church from the previous organization, Fireproof Ministries, we changed direction a little bit. It's not that we don't have a love for those in the industry. I still have relationships with people that I met over the years. We still have a great deal of passion for trying to help people who feel stuck, who feel lost, or who feel rejected by the church because of things like their involvement with porn or their consumption of porn. We none of that has changed. It's just that we've really focused on the recovery aspect of this ministry, focusing on building communities and resources and things like that. We're very focused on mental health, those sorts of things. So the mission aspect or the missionary aspect of the organization has shifted a bit. We still believe in missions. We just try to accomplish it through our resources, right? So we want to help anyone, not just Christians. We want to help, I don't care who they are. And that's kind of a evangelical missionary approach, if you will, but it's just a different direction. We might bring those shirts back at some point because I know people want them. It's not that we don't have the ability to sell them necessarily. It's just not something that we have on the store right now. That could change in the future. In fact, I've been talking up off and on with the owners of Exotica, which is a major pornography show, sex show, whatever you want to call it, in the United States, about trying to get back involved on some level. And if we do that, we'll probably bring the t-shirts back as well. But for now, it's just kind of on hold. That's basically the answer. So wish I had something more for you. But like I said, it's just not something that we're kind of focused on right now. But that could change in the future. If you have a question for me, and you would like me to answer it in an upcoming Office Hours episode, whether it's about porn, sex, or our t-shirt sales, go to XXXChurch.com/office-hours, submit your question there, and I will be sure to answer it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at XXXChurch.com/office-hours, and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then.